There have been citizen soldiers in Kalamazoo ever since the town was a trading post. Back then, these volunteers were called the militia. Today, we know them as the National Guard. In the early days, the unit was truly a citizens' group. The arms they carried were the same ones they used at home to hunt and chase varmints off their property. Often, they were mounted on their own workhorses. The sophistication of the unit grew through the Black Hawk War, the Civil War, and the World Wars. Common cries among battlefield leaders of the Civil War are said to be, "Quick, send me a regiment." "No, send me a Michigan regiment." Or, "Put a Michigan regiment on guard tonight. I want to sleep." In the late 1950s, the organizational structure of the Guard in the state changed, and with it the job of the Kalamazoo unit. They were no longer infantry soldiers, but technicians in the Army Signal Corps. Meanwhile, in the early part of this century, a northern Michigan lumber baron left a huge tract of land to the state to train troops on. By the early 1950s, well within the memory of many men here right now, the troops training at Camp Grayling numbered about 12,000. Every summer, they assembled for their two-week camp via Michigan's rail lines. Troops, tanks, horses, and food all came into camp on the rail siding. When they got here on the first day of camp, there was really only one permanent building, post headquarters. But by the second day of camp, tents appeared as if by magic, covering the hillside that overlooks Lake Margreth. Things have changed since then. Permanent cement block buildings cover most of the area where the sea of tents used to be. Train rides first gave way to bus rides, and now companies travel up in their own jeeps and trucks. Soldiers at camp depend more on motorized transportation than they did in the past, when they used what they were issued to get from point A to point B, their feet. Gone, too, are the empty mattress covers that the men filled with straw for their beds. In the field, walkie-talkie-type radios of 30 years ago have shrunk with technology, reducing the soldier's load from a bulky 5 pounds to a featherweight radio that clips to the helmet. The training the men receive has changed because of technology, and it was only in the 1970s that guardsmen no longer received a $2-a-day allowance for feeding their horses. Reporting from Camp Grayling, this is Lieutenant Joan Sheridan for WMUK News.